Is it rational that I'm 30 and don't want to date anymore? I couldn't get the one I wanted. I feel old, and although I wish I could, I don't want to exert the effort needed to find someone now. Is this a mistake? Well, you couldn't say that your attitude is immoral. There's no duty to fall in love or look for love or to have sex. But I would say it's a mistake in the sense that you are missing out on one of life's two fundamental pleasures. One, of course, is creative work. The other is love, and especially its expression in sex, which is by far the most intense of all pleasures. To say, well, I've been disappointed in that, so I don't care anymore. You are, in effect, in my opinion, giving up half of life. You know, there's work, there's production, and then there's sex, which is enjoying your production, the expression of that. To me, you're cutting off one arm after exercising the other. Now you say, but I can't find anybody. There's nobody other than the one that I lost. Okay, but do you know how close another must be to the lost one to make you fully happy? Do you feel that you have to have a clone? Or are there certain qualities, certain attributes, certain perceptions of hers that you could imagine a variance of while they would still be there in essentials? New forms of what you really want. Is that possible? I don't see why that wouldn't be possible. You would have, a sting of rejection or of a missed possibility for a couple of years, but I don't see how you could legitimately say there'll never be one enough like this for me to get the kind of satisfaction I need. How would you know that if you don't try? Now you say you're old. You're old, you're 30. You say you don't want to exert the effort. You basically say, I'm giving up. And that's what I call death by unrequited love. Death by unrequited love. Suicide by unrequited love. And I don't think certainly at 30 you should give in to that. You should date. Horrible as that sounds. And as I've said many times, because I'm asked this question many times, the right computer dating system can be very, very helpful. But I add again, as I often have, I was told by someone, and I think it was very wise advice, read a post, etc., but expect 28 dates before you find someone interesting. So, you know, spread it out over a year, or this particular person went once a day for a month on a date. You know, that number is just a rough guide. But if you look at it that way, it's not that hard to do if the date is, you know, coffee at Starbucks with your car in the right visible in the parking lot.